Welcome to the Master Your Money podcast from drscottbrown.com. Get inside the thinking of investment masters of stocks, bonds, derivatives, retirement, and taxation.
There are no guarantees.
Yeah.
Okay. There are no guarantees.
There's absolutely necessarily no future profits of anything you do when you go into the market. It is a matter of whether or not the market is going to move up while you're in the stock position that you're in. And so there are certain aspects of investing that are beyond our control. And so that means that not necessarily will anybody who goes in the market make money. So let's take a look and talk about maybe moving away from saying, okay, even if we don't make money, is this still beneficial for us in the terms of building up these buckets you're talking about? Let's talk about the buckets. We've set up quite a few retirement accounts, and a number of them I know that the typical person who might be watching this would not even know that this type of plan would exist. Do you find that those were easy to set up, or were they complicated?
They were not easy. I will tell you that. They were definitely not easy. Just because there are so many different options available that you need to sort of look at, be wise enough and financially, wise enough to realize that I don't need this vehicle, I need that vehicle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need that vehicle for the next 5 years, but I'm going to need this vehicle for the remaining 10 years or, mm-hmm. or whatever. And that's the other thing that we've basically yet another deal is sort of putting those plans into place, mm-hmm. so that it not only are we covered this year, but we're covered for 10 years or up through the time I intend to retire, which is never, but I want to be able to, access that money at some point, right?
Yeah.
So is that responsive to the question?
Oh, that's very responsive. In fact, we didn't just do it for you and your wife. We worked broader than that, didn't we?
Yeah, so this is another really, really important thing that you taught me. It's kind of how the super rich approach wealth, mm-hmm. and that is they look at wealth from the standpoint of a familial wealth. So one of the other things that you helped put into place, or helped showed me that, hey, we need this or we need that, was like accounts for my children as officers of my corporation, mm-hmm. Yeah, being able to build up their accounts, even though they're relatively young, and one of my sons works for me, but that's the other thing. So that it simultaneously, while we're building our own sort of nest egg, we're.
Subscribe now to the RealFastResults.com podcast, helping superstar entrepreneurs like you get more and better results in your business faster.
Because of the structure and the structures that you taught me were possible, mm-hmm. We are not putting eggs into the sort of the IRS basket. We are legally, ethically, and morally doing the right thing by passing that to our children that through accounts that are available today at TD Ameritrade, right?
Yeah.
So it's higher level stuff that reading Money Magazine just ain't gonna get you there.
Yeah, right. One of the things is going back to this whole thing about not necessarily succeeding in the market, right? So even if a person invests in the stock market and doesn't necessarily get a great return. One of the things that I think was very interesting last week was that you were losing sleep over a couple of things. You were losing sleep over some bad credit card debt, and you were losing sleep over concerns of whether or not you'd have the liquidity to purchase a new property. How did that turn out?
Well, again, back to this idea of again, the knowing what's out there mm-hmm. and knowing what options your money actually provides you. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of folks, yeah, you could have money in the bank, but there are some things that for example, that you taught, like being able to take a $50,000 loan mm-hmm. from yourself, again, right. completely legitimate, legal, ethical, within the IRC, and that's the Internal Revenue Code, yep. to, you know, cool to do. And so basically you borrow from yourself. And that's a very effective way to raise money if you need money quick for a nice real estate transaction, because right. something crosses your, you know, crosses the bow that's you just too good to let go, which is, you know, what happened recently.
Right.
And the money was there.
Right. Right.
And my account's still there.
Right.
You know, that's the other thing. Right. Because I made a loan for myself, mm-hmm. which I do have to pay back, you know, but again, the garden variety investor or business person or entrepreneur, I know in my circle of friends, I have many multimillionaire friends, no clue.
Right, well, you know, what had happened was we set up a very nice, very efficient structure of retirement accounts. And so because of a strange thing that happened in the business, you had some bad credit card debt. And we were able to actually find pockets of money in those buckets, so to speak, that not just gave you your closing costs, not only gave you your down payment for this other property you're buying, but also erased that bad credit card debt. And I know you were losing sleep over that credit card debt. Could you explain why?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a business credit card, and you know, it was basically bad advertisements or marketing that did not pay off mm-hmm. ultimately. And one of the things is when you're working in a business, you need to really watch those expenses, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things that I was not watching carefully enough. I mean, again, I'm far from a perfect business person, right? I'm far from a perfect entrepreneur, but because of the buckets of money
right.
that you set up and the way that they're structured, especially, mm-hmm. it allowed me to then essentially pay off a bad business debt. I mean, I wasn't bad. I mean, I always made payments, but I just wanted to get it off the books. I did not want to pay interest on it any longer. So yeah, that was one thing that we were able to accomplish. And yeah, it helps me to sleep better, knowing that particular debt is retired.
This is the last question I have, because we've been talking for a while and I don't want to wear out our viewers. But for instance, when I think of your niche, which is the internet marketing niche, I strongly suspect that if I went into the top gurus making the big money and I pulled apart their accounts and stuff, I don't know, I think I'd find a lot of stuff to fix. How about you? And how do you feel, by the way, ranking with them in terms of the power that you have in terms of your business structure today?
Well, I mean, I feel very comfortable going up with Fortune 500 companies, not
Good.
Just the folks that run in my kind of micro niche.
Good.
I believe, especially after talking to them, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, we do masterminds together mm-hmm. and we do social things together, just sort of talking to them. And I'm like, you have got to meet Dr. Brown. Okay. You've got to seriously consider doing business and getting his help, and some of them have, you know, some of them have come to you.
Absolutely.
So that's the other cool thing is that you're super easy to work with, and I think that you're especially sensitive mm-hmm. to the frustrations of an entrepreneur, of a startup CEO. And folks that have money that they don't quite know what to do with it. Maybe folks watching this have a portfolio of $1 million, but they're, you know, whatever, it's all in bonds or it's all in something. They're just like, well, what do I have this money? You know, how can I make it do more? How can I pay less in taxes? all of these things. And you know, that's, I hope to God that they find you. I hope they find this video and listen to it and hear what we're trying to communicate, because it can make all the difference. That's really, really important.
Great. So any final words?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I do. The final words are, if you're serious about building wealth in your business, mm-hmm. if you're serious about building a financial foundation for not just you and your spouse, but your progeny and their progeny, then I strongly recommend that they either use your services or use somebody like you. But for heaven's sakes, get some help.
Well, Daniel, it's truly an honor to help you increase your financial stewardship, and you've come along miles. And quite frankly, when I look at you and when I look at other people that I know that aren't receiving kind of financial planning information and training, that you're light years ahead of them, and the odds that you'll be successful are far higher than people who aren't engaging in this kind of activity. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And you know, once again, a huge debt of gratitude to you. I mean, for everything. It's meant the whole world to me, I'm as far as I'm concerned, I'm shouting your name from the mountaintops, because it really has made that much of a difference.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to thank you as well, because you've been willing to walk this straight financial path, which is not something everybody's willing to do. A lot of people want to go out there and have that fancy Maserati when they really can't afford it. And this is all about sitting down beforehand and saying, exactly what can I afford before I get in the market, or what can I do to restructure things to increase my profitability in all areas, not just the business areas, but also in the portfolio areas. And you've also made major gains in restructuring your real estate portfolio, which we've done a lot of hard work on as well. So I really want to commend you in terms of coming up to speed and really, really taking care of your family and recognizing the enormous responsibility that you have to make the right decisions with the family's money, because it's not just you that could end up on the street, or it's family members as well. And as you know, I've had to live in my pickup truck, so I don't want anybody going through that.
Right. Excellent. Well, thank you, Scott. I really do hope that that folks find this video and are able to make an informed decision.
Very good. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, sir.
Here's where the rubber hits the road, so that you can start to think and grow rich. Go to drscottbrown.com right now to get an online stock investment training worth $200 for free, entitled How an Illiterate 18-Year-Old Minimum Wage McDonald's Cook Becomes a Millionaire in 50 Years.